Good day, everyone. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. With me today is Alexandre Legault, who is going to speak to us about Le Projet Caravan, a new citizens initiative to help make transportation easier for residents in Brome-Missisquoi. Thank you so much, Alexandre, for being here with us today. I really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Can you please start off by telling us a little bit about Le Projet Caravan, how it got started, and what it is exactly?
Yes, so it's a small citizens initiative that we started a few years ago. We had to postpone because of COVID, but we are now in action this year with our first phase of development for the project. We are testing a spontaneous ride-sharing system in the region. And what our group really wants to do is to bring solutions to one major issue we have here in the region and in rural areas, I guess in Quebec everywhere, is the fact that we are heavily dependent on our cars. And that means that it has become a major financial burden for us to get around, to go to work, to go to school, to the groceries or anything else, since the price of fuel are really high and will remain high for a while. And there's also the environmental cost of it, which is, the greenhouse gases emissions coming from cars is responsible for 40% of the emissions in Quebec. And so what we really want to do as well is to reduce, you know, the number of cars on our roads right now. So that's the two major issues. We wanted to develop alternative for our cars here in the region. And we believe that one of the things that we can do as a community to answer to this is to develop ride-sharing initiatives. And we have many ride-sharing systems. I guess most people maybe don't know about it, but there are different websites, and you can go on Facebook groups to get find some carpooling options in the region. But what we don't have is spontaneous ride-sharing. And we saw many initiatives in Europe, mostly in France, where they would use these systems in rural areas of spontaneous ride-sharing, where people would meet up at these ride-sharing stops, which are basically like bus stops. But we don't have any buses in the region, so basically when you go there, you expect someone to pick you up, just like if you were hitchhiking, but it's a designated ride-sharing stop instead. And so that's what we're putting in place this summer in different towns and cities in the region here to see if it's efficient, see if it works well, and if it's enjoyable, and it could provide an interesting service for the region in the future years to come.
Okay, so basically how it's going to work is that you're going to set up bus stops in different towns throughout the Brome-Missisquoi area, and then people can just spontaneously hitch a ride with someone or give someone a ride. Is that, that's how I'm understanding that it's, that's how it's going to work?
Exactly. So we have stops. So we already put signs in Sutton, in Cowansville, Dunham, Fredericksburg. We have some in Bedford as well. And it's it's at the exit of town of the, or the city, because it's the best place to ask for a ride if you're heading toward Sutton or toward Dunham. Most cars that are passing by are going to Dunham, so it's easy to find someone that is going in the same direction as you are. So yeah, we're putting these signs up, and people just show up to the, without a reservation or anything, they can show up to the sign and signal the drivers that are passing by that you are there because of the ride-sharing stop. We want to test how long it takes before someone picks you up, and we already have tested it out in the past month. And now in the last weeks, since the signs are up, and it turns out it's pretty efficient so far. Most of the time people wait less than 5 minutes. Rarely, very rarely, I would say less than 10% of the time it's more than 10 minutes, but that's very rarely. So it turns out it's pretty efficient, yeah.
Yeah, so people seem to really want to get involved and really make this initiative work.
Yeah, exactly. To get involved, what we're trying to do this summer is really get people to try it as a passenger. Because there are many cars on our roads already, and we figured out that a lot of drivers will pick you up even if you're not related to the initiative. A lot of people just pick you up and they tell you, well, I used to do hitchhiking myself to get around. And we have older people that are telling us, I used to get around hitchhiking when I was your age. And it turns out that we just need passengers to test it out this summer and to get more information about how it works, because what we want is basically the feedback. Is this a good spot to be in if you want to do some kind of hitchhiking finally? Yeah, so far it has worked very well, and people get involved by registering on our website as members, and that's a way for us to see who's interested in the initiative, and they can also register ride sharing that they've done to give us feedback on how long did it take and if it was fun in general. And so with all these information, we can make decisions for the future development of the project.
Awesome. And are you collaborating with anyone? Like, are you collaborating with any municipalities or anything on this initiative? Do you have any partners to help you make this project possible?
We did get a little bit of money from the MRC from the regional county to start the project, just to do a bit of to print the signs and little things like this, but we're mostly on our own. We have informed the municipalities that we were doing this. Most of them are really interested because they know that the lack of transportation is a big issue in the region. And so we do not actively collaborate right now, but we are looking forward to collaborate with them in the future phases of development of the project.
Great. And you kind of spoke about this at the beginning, but how do you hope that this project will benefit the community?
I think it's twofold. Well, the first aim we have, and I think it can really work, so far it proves to be working. So I believe that we can really develop a system that will make us less dependent on our cars, and that will reduce the environmental footprint it has in our region and the financial burden it has become for us. But there's another side to it that has really become apparent in the last weeks, and it's the fact that people that will pick you up on the side of the road, and people that are looking for a ride share on the side of the road, really enjoy the conversation when they do a ride share, and that has become really significant to us, and increasingly we believe that is one of the main positive impacts that this project can have, is to generate more community feelings by having people talk to one another. You can sometimes, people that pick you up are people that you don't know yet, but you know who they are. You know who they are, and you can have a little conversation for 5 or 10 minutes while you do the ride sharing. It proves to be very enjoyable, and I think that can restore a lot of the community networks and social trust that we need in our region, and I believe in everywhere in our society. So that's a major impact we see right now. It's very interesting.
Yeah, it's bringing people together and creating these new connections between people in the area.
Exactly, it's bringing people together, yeah.
How long do you plan on testing this out for before making it a staple here in our community?
So we're testing it out until this fall. We want to acquire as much feedback as possible until then. We already have people writing to us that want to put up stops in their region. I think they can, anyone who wants to participate to join can write to us either on Facebook or from our website, which is covoiturage-caravane.com. We have someone wrote to us last week and offered to translate it for us. So that's in the making. So you can write to us to tell us, I think this would be a great spot to have a ride-sharing stop, and we will look if we can put one up this year to have more feedback on this area, and we can test it a bit more, and if everything works well, we will analyze all our data this winter, and maybe we can come up with something a bit bigger next year.
Awesome. Well, I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Alexandre, that you think would be important for people to know about the Le Projet Caravane.
I think it's important to know that I see that a lot of people are worried about the safety around such projects, and I understand why. And it has been a cornerstone of everything we had to think about since the beginning of the initiative. So what we really worked on is to make sure that the places where we put our stops are safe for cars to stop, and so safe in the roadside kind of safety. And we want to bring about some kind of, we want to help by giving tips on how to use this properly for the safety reason, but also on the perception of safety, because a lot of people are worried about this. It's something that we will keep on working, as we want to eventually maybe develop an app in the next phase of the project that will give more safety to people. But someone told me something very important the other day, and I think it answers to the question for many people. Someone was telling me, we don't see hitchhikers anymore, and it's not because it's not safe, because if anything, it's safer than it was before, since we all have phones in our pockets. The reason why we don't see hitchhikers anymore, it's not because it's not safe, it's because everybody has a car. Back then, it wasn't the case. And so I think if you feel confident enough and you want to try it, you can write to us. If you are going to use it, if you want to advise someone, to tell someone that you're using the system because you're not 100% confident about moving around using this. But it works, it's efficient, and it's very fun. So I think everyone really wants to try this out should do it.
Yeah, and people, like you mentioned before, people are able to go and write about their experience on your website, right? So people are able to see what drivers have picked up other people and how that experience was. So people can use that to help them with their judgment as well in terms of safety.
Exactly. That would be on our Facebook group, though, because every feedback that we get are not necessarily put up on the website.
Okay, Facebook.
We have a Facebook group where people can share their experience.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Alexandre. I really appreciate your time.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.